I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. One man is dead, a firefighter is in the hospital, and a house a near-complete loss after a fire in Bountiful this morning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports they're still trying to figure out how this started.
Some nearby residents shocked to see how badly the house was damaged.
Just not good. I think that house is completely gone.
Investigators say it started near the basement, but quickly spread to the attic and gutted everything but the garage. South Davis Metro Fire Deputy Chief Greg Stewart says their dispatchers were told there was some suspicious behavior before the fire. Crews went in because they were told somebody was there.
We pulled crews out initially because there started to be floor collapse and roof collapse.
One firefighter was hurt because the heat was so intense.
The heat was hot enough to get through his firefighting gear.
And Stewart says a man, likely the homeowner, was found in the basement. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Highway Patrol troopers had to break out their rodeo skills on I-15 near Syracuse this afternoon. Corporal Andrew Battenfield says about 10 pigs fell out of the back of a tractor trailer as it was rolling southbound.
The truck and trailer, we're not sure where they are. I'm sure they'll discover that they're missing their cargo at some point and probably give us a call.
Battenfield says several pigs were killed when they fell out. Another was struck and killed by a car. Troopers were able to eventually wrangle up the other pigs and get them off the road. Israel's prime minister is promising to crush Hamas with unrelenting bombardment. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Israeli tanks have been firing across the border in Gaza. Palestinians living along the northern and eastern borders are fleeing as the assault inches closer to dense civilian areas. In Washington, the White House is expressing new concern about civilian casualties on both sides.
The loss of children's lives, the loss of family members' lives, whether it's Palestinian lives or Israeli lives, is incredibly tragic. It's horrific to watch.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki reaffirms U.S. support for Israel's right to self-defense. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism alert. It warns that violent extremists may take advantage of the easing pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threats. A settlement has been reached between the family of Andre Hill and the city of Columbus, Ohio. Hill, an unarmed black man, was shot and killed during a police encounter just before Christmas. Hill's sister, Shauna Barrett, commented on the landmark agreement.
This today actually marks another portion of where he's still here with us, just not physically, but he's still here with us. His legacy is going to live on.
The city of Columbus has since passed the Andre Hill law, which would require law enforcement to turn on their body cameras before any interaction with the public. Hill was shot by now ex-Columbus police officer Adam Coy, who now faces murder and other charges. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The battle of January 6th is far from over in the House of Representatives. Now one Democrat wants to censure three Republicans for what he says is lying about the events of that day.
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline writing to House colleagues and asking for them to support censuring Congressman Clyde, Heiss, and Gosar for what he says was their suggesting that the January 6th insurrection was just a normal tourist visit, that it wasn't an insurrection, and suggesting those Republicans showed more sympathy for the domestic terrorists who stormed the Capitol than the police who died or suffered crippling injury.
The full House would have to vote on any censure resolution. Just days after being ousted from her leadership position in the House GOP, Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells ABC she has some regrets.
Did you vote for Donald Trump in 2020?
I did.
Do you regret that vote?
Look, I think that the...
How could you not regret that vote given what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, look, I was never going to support Joe Biden, and I do regret the vote.
Congresswoman Cheney was replaced in the House GOP leadership by Elise Stefanik today. The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. Utah Jazz have locked down their spot for the NBA playoffs, and the team is allowing more fans in the stands. Spokesman Frank Zhang says they boosted the number up to 13,000, and people who can prove they've been fully vaccinated can purchase courtside seats. But he says masks are still required and other public safety measures are still in place.
Social distancing, digital tickets, cashless transactions for concessions and merchandise, a no-bag policy.
Zhang says even if Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County have eased mask requirements on people who are vaccinated, they have to stick with the NBA's safety procedures. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
We've been dealing with some surface street crashes, one in West Jordan, 90th South at about 3800 West, another in West Valley, 4100 South, just to the side of 40th West. It's a slow ride, northbound I-15 in Davis County, Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base, and southbound I-15, Ogden through Sunset. But if you're in Utah County, it's a little heavy and slow for you as well. Southbound I-15, leaving American Fork into Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. Salt Lake City's mayor is amending her mask requirement. Erin Mendenhall says the city will no longer require masks at city facilities, either by patrons or employees, but she's still recommending masks for employees in public spaces. Salt Lake County made a similar decision about 90 minutes ago. They say there's going to be an honor system when it comes to masking up or not. They expect that if you haven't been vaccinated, you should still be wearing a mask. The new guidance from the CDC allows vaccinated people to take off the masks. ABC's Dave Packer reports how that affects workers and kids in classrooms.
After over a year of remote working and learning, it could be the beginning of a return to normal. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says the new federal guidelines are just the first step.
And what we really need to do now is look at each of our individual guidance for each of these individual settings and say, in a setting of schools or childcare centers or the workplace, is this the appropriate thing to do given all other parameters?
Walensky saying she believes that come the fall, students and teachers should plan to be back in school full time, 5 days a week. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The next step in dealing with Utah's drought. Farmers and ranchers are being asked to reach to the heavens.
Now, the Utah Farm Bureau is asking farmers across the state to spend this weekend in fast and prayer. What they're hoping for is something that many people take for granted every day, rain. State leaders say current runoff forecasts are only between 15 and 40% of normal stream flow.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik there. Utah's water experts say the state hasn't been this dry in three decades, and they say it's because of extremely low levels of precipitation and ineffective snow runoff. Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Jordan Clayton says precipitation levels are as bad as they could be.
Maybe most alarmingly, our runoff forecasts are for between around 15 and around 40% of normal stream flow.
Clayton says most of the runoff is getting reabsorbed into the very dry dirt in the mountains. In Salt Lake City, they're talking about the Raging Waters, the old Raging Waters amusement park, and what to do with it. The mayor has left a hint of what might be to come in her new city budget. She's requesting $10 million to turn the abandoned site into a major regional park, something like Liberty or Sugar House Parks. If you could imagine, swing sets and trees and farmers markets at the site of that now dilapidated eyesore. KSL News Time 5:08. Now my minute of news, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. This is really you ever do that? Start getting fake sick at work so you can take tomorrow off? It's a foolproof trick, unless you're dumb enough to go out to dinner and get seen by the boss. So if you really want a day off, start coughing. Or you can go through all the trouble of faking your own kidnapping, like Brandon Soulis did outside Phoenix.
A person was driving down this dirt road. They looked on the ground and found a man with his hands bound and a bandana in his mouth.
That would be Brandon, a 19-year-old kid who didn't feel like showing up at his shift at the tire factory where they care for your automotive needs, but not for Brandon's kidnapping stunt. And police say it was quite a stunt.
He informed us that he, at first, stuffed a bandana in his mouth And afterwards, he took off his own belt and bound his hands with his own belt and scooted out, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road where somebody could see him and waited.
Think about this. He hated his job so much he wanted time off so he could lay in the dirt bound and gagged. Clearly, he didn't think this through, nor did he think through the story he told police.
He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. But when we located video surveillance, we were able to see no such thing.
So after that, what, 10 minutes of detective work? Cops hauled him in.
After we showed him all the information, he admitted that he fabricated the story because he didn't want to go to work.
Brandon Soulis was arrested for filing a false police report. He was fired by Tire Factory, and now he'll have a new job making license plates. Just something to think about before you call in sick for a Friday.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We do have a new accident eastbound I-80 at the I-15 junction. Quickly moved over to the shoulder out of traffic. Also a crash eastbound I-215 south belt at about 3rd West. Also on the shoulder southbound I-15 slowdowns from 4500 to 90th South and an accident 90th South and 3800 West. Michelle?
Well, we have a slowdown southbound I-15. This is going American Fork into Linden. A little more slowing as you're going between Payson and Spring Lake. For drivers on Pioneer Crossing, that's also a little bit of a slow go as you're headed towards Saratoga Springs. And scattered delays, Bankator Highway in spots from the 201 down to Riverton. Steve?
Well, it's a slow slog. If you're on northbound 15 in Davis County, you got the typical slowdowns from the Highway 89 split by Lagoon up to Hill Air Force Base to 700 South. Still have a crash on southbound 15 there at the on-ramp at from Highway 91 to southbound 15 to Brigham City. That's on the right shoulder out of traffic, not really causing any problems, but just be aware of it. Plus, slowdowns on southbound I-15 farther down between 31st Street and Ogden into Sunset. And Highway 89 still a bit busy in Fruit Heights and Main Street up to 200 North and at SR 193 to I-84. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brett Benson has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward the weekend.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. A few clouds have developed out there this afternoon and a couple isolated thunderstorms producing mainly some wind, mostly along the Utah-Idaho border. We'll just look for decreasing clouds later on this evening, staying in the 80s at 5. 6 will be in the upper 70s. And we'll keep it in the upper 70s through 7 or 8 o'clock with mostly cloudy skies, decreasing clouds by 9 and 10 with temperatures in the low 70s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Brett Benson.
The clouds will part. You can look for the sliver of a moon. Right now, though, 83 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. And now let's go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, Tiger King star Carol Baskin is offering a $5,000 reward for the person who helps find that tiger that's been missing in the Houston area since Sunday. The founder and CEO of Big Cat Rescue shared an Instagram post in which she offers the sum to the person responsible for the immediate safe handover of India, the tiger. Now, two of the conditions, though, are that the tiger be given to an accredited annual animal sanctuary and that the person provides evidence that helps prosecutors convict both the buyer and seller involved in transfers of this tiger. Now, the tiger was last seen Sunday night when a Houston resident saw it in a neighborhood. When officers arrived, though, a man had put the tiger in a white vehicle and driven away. There was a brief pursuit. That guy got away. People later found him, arrested him. But his attorney is saying that the tiger wasn't his. Police believe the tiger is still in the Houston area and is secretly being passed around to safe houses. Now, if that isn't strange enough, the suspect in this case is facing charges for a 2017 murder.
You know, it's a crazy story, but in Houston, it's not a story. It's a tiger running around.
Yeah, and who knew there were safe houses for tigers?
Right? KSL News Time 5:14. Thank you, Maria. The lineup for the Freedom Festival Stadium of Fire has been released. Country artists Lee Greenwood and Colin Ray will perform the music. Nitro Circus will perform motorcycle stunts. You know, the event was canceled first time ever last year because of COVID. This time, the event is July 3rd at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo. You can get tickets on the Stadium of Fire website starting on Wednesday. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, just in time for perfect weather. one of northern Utah's most popular trails is getting a facelift. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. Kira, which trail?
Jeff, it's part of the Bonneville Shoreline in Davis County. Construction began on the trail this week. The finished project will be a new 55-mile stretch of the BST. The first part starts with a 16-mile chunk from Mueller Park in Bountiful all the way to meet the trail in Salt Lake City. The new route will be open for hiking, running, cycling, and horses in some areas. Now, the entirety of the 55 miles will be completed over the next 3 to 5 years, and eventually the plan is to get the Bonneville Shoreline connected to where it ends in Nephi all the way to where it starts at the Utah-Idaho border. That plan is 280 miles of trail. The BST has around 100 miles currently usable right now, Jeff.
That'll be cool when it's longer. Thanks, Kira. KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a house fire in Bountiful turns deadly. A man was found inside the basement, and the heat was so intense it injured a firefighter. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Walmart and Sam's Club say fully vaccinated employees can go in without masks starting Tuesday. Vaccinated customers can shop without a mask starting today. No word how they plan on enforcing this. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Another crash, this time in West Valley City. It's on 3500 South at the bottom of the on-ramp to southbound I-215's West Belt. We also have slowing on the South Belt route of I-215 going eastbound from about 1300 West over to about 3rd East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Red flag warning expands in southern Utah. I'm Brett Benson.
It's 83 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Congresswoman Liz Cheney spoke up about what she thought was wrong with her party. That includes former President Trump's repeated false claims that the election was stolen. It cost her a House Republican leadership seat. But Cheney tells ABC's Jonathan Carl it won't silence her.
Did you vote for Donald Trump in 2020?
I did.
Do you regret that vote?
Look, I think that the...
How could you not regret that vote, given what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, look, I was never going to support Joe Biden. I do regret the vote.
The full interview will air this Sunday on ABC's This Week. The woman House GOP's elected today to replace Cheney as conference chair called the former president a critical member of the Republican team.
I support President Trump. Voters support President Trump. He is an important voice in our Republican Party, and we look forward to working with him.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik after this morning's vote. There's a lot of confusion about the CDC's latest guidelines regarding masks. The Biden administration tried to answer some of them.
At the White House briefing,
I'm so happy enough to put my mask back on.
Spokesperson Jen Psaki saying that even though the CDC gave vaccinated Americans the green light to toss their mask, it doesn't mean parts of the country can't continue their own rules.
Not telling states and localities exactly how they should implement.
The guidelines still require those with or without the vaccine to still mask up on crowded trains, planes, and other close contact places. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
It's still hard to fill up in many East Coast states, even with a major pipeline in the process of being restarted.
I've been looking for gas for 2 days. Like late nights and everything, and couldn't find gas anywhere.
90% of gas stations in Washington, D.C. are closed after the cyber outage, which shut down the Colonial Pipeline. Stocks shot up to end the week, the Dow closing up over 350 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Jazz Playoffs.
Number one seed, number two seed. Is it that big a deal, Witch? The co-host of KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell, says, oh yeah, it makes a difference. Scott joined Boyd on Inside Sources this afternoon, saying the home court advantage goes a long way.
There's a lot of teams in the NBA that are really balanced, and so you got to have every advantage you have. So you're going to get home court advantage through the entire playoffs. And Utah is a tough place to play. And you put 13,000 people in Vivid, it will be really noisy. The Jazz will feed off. I mean, it'll be like they've been reborn again to hear all this noise and excitement. I mean, that's what all these players play for, is to play for a crowd and to have a crowd that's passionate about it. I mean, this is a real shot for Utah to win the whole championship this year. There's not a team out there that really is head and shoulders above everyone else. And so if you're going to have a shot, this is the year, and getting home court advantage is paramount, because you just need any kind of edge you can get. You need it, and home court is a huge edge. And the Jazz have also played really well this year at home, much better than on the road.
Utah's on the road tonight. The Jazz play Oklahoma City. The tip-off is about 45 minutes away. So the magic number is 2. Any combination of 2 Jazz wins and Suns losses seals the deal and delivers the top seed to the Jazz. Their final game of the season is in Sacramento on Sunday. KSL News Time 519. You've been listening to The In-Depth. On to your trip home and Triple Team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a lot of crashes. One is eastbound I-80 near the I-15 junction. It's on the right, not causing delays. Also a crash 3500 south at the on-ramp to southbound I-215's west belt. The one that is adding to slowing is eastbound on I-215 south belt. At about 3rd West, you're going to see backups there to about 1300 West. And delays continue southbound I-15, 4500 to 7200 South. Michelle?
Well, construction delays starting to break up. This is eastbound I-80 as you're going up toward the I-80 202 junction at this point. Scattered delays, Banketer Highway from the 201 in spots down to South Jordan. And if you're driving in Utah County, hitting those brakes as you're going through Pleasant Grove into Linden. Steve?
And good speeds on northbound I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City. But Davis County, different story. Typical slowdowns waiting for you there at Shepherd Lane in Kaysville up to 700 South, right by Hill Air Force Base. Southbounders expect slowdowns on I-15 between 31st Street and Ogden all the way down into Royd at 5600 South. And the typical slowdowns waiting for you on northbound 89 through the construction in Fruit Heights at Main Street, Cherry Lane, and SR-193. Mission Stories honors the dedication of and redemption made possible with all missionary efforts. Mission Stories shares true experiences of these young elders and sisters in theaters now. Tickets at missionstories.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Nyzer 7-day forecast now. Here's Brett Benson.
Looking at the next 7 days, it's going to be warm statewide on Saturday. Windy conditions in southern Utah. 81 for high along the Wasatch Front. Low 80s on Sunday as well. Isolated thunderstorms possible. A bigger cool down for southern Utah heading into next week. For northern Utah, isolated storms on Monday are possible once again. Still in the 80s on Tuesday. Wednesday, upper 70s, a little more active towards Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
It's 83 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 522.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.